what happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylynn Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
We're live.
Thank you, Rachel. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Mylynn Riobé, and today we are live on Dream Vision 7 Radio, talking about Thanksgiving, sharing a new vision for healthcare. So today is November 17th, just a little over a week shy of Thanksgiving. And so that's why I decided to call this week's podcast Thanksgiving. What I'm personally giving thanks for is that we are awakening to a new paradigm of living in general. We can choose to see what's been happening from two different lenses, right? We can choose to see it through a lens of disaster and chaos, or we can choose to see it through a lens of opportunity and, a new evolution. So today we're talking about looking at it as an opportunity for new evolution. So we're live again today. So our number is area code 646-558-8656. Our meeting ID is 883-695-3587. And to raise your hand, just hit *9. Again, love all the comments and the questions, so please keep them coming. Let me get my phone handy. So as a practicing physician, I have a fairly unique vantage point of seeing our healthcare system from a few different sides, which has helped me a lot in evolving the current program that I have at our office here in Jupiter, Florida. I am the owner and medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine. And we have been open and operating for about 12 years, but I have been practicing medicine for over 20 years. At first as an OBGYN. So I went through your classic and traditional allopathic medical training in medical school after graduating from college. And then I did my residency and training in obstetrics and gynecology. And then you have to wait about 2 years to sit for your board exam. And so I practiced for 2 years, sat for my board exam, passed it. And then I practiced for 2 more years before I realized that it just really wasn't for me. And so then I started looking at traditional Chinese medicine. I had been exposed just a tiny bit to acupuncture in medical school, and just enough that I became curious. And it also had flowed at the time with my personal philosophies. I've always had a bit of a Buddhist bent to me for whatever reason, I have no idea. But it all started to flow. And so I decided, let me see what this Chinese medicine is about. My first course, the only thing I actually learned was how little I knew. And so thankfully I realized I didn't know anything about Chinese medicine, even though they gave me a certificate that said that I could run amok and start treating people. And so I decided to study it for 5 years. This was a 6-month course that I had taken that was designed for medical doctors. I realized there was no way I could go and practice Chinese medicine after just that one course. So I studied it for 5 years, and then I did kind of a voluntary internship what I saw was that the students that had gone through acupuncture school did internships just like we did in medical school. And so I asked my mentors if they wouldn't mind if I did a kind of pseudo internship with them, and they agreed. And so I would drive down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami every week for a couple of years and seek clients with them. And that allowed me to really, really allow Chinese medicine to just sink in. And it opened up my eyes in ways that I can't really explain. Chinese medicine is just a whole other angle of looking at medicine. And it's a much more wide lens view of looking at medicine. So I went from a very pigeonholed, deductive, allopathic education to a hugely broad, holistic system of medicine. And then I kind of started blending the two together. And then I studied functional medicine, which is a more modern holistic medicine. And I blended all three. And so what that allowed me to see is everything that's wrong with our allopathic model and everything that's right with our allopathic model. And also at the same token, everything that's right about a holistic model and everything that's wrong about a holistic model. And then to kind of carve out what's wrong and fuse what's right. I think we got some questions. Let's see. This is a comment. Thank God you're addressing this broken system. I swear they are just using our old bodies as drug mules. Prescription costs and overuse is a serious health concern for me and my generation. Yes, absolutely. And you know what we're seeing now is costs are escalating. There's an antibiotic that I prescribed for a bowel infection that was, according to my patients, $1,200 just a year ago, that is now $2,500 for the same antibiotic. So in just a year, the price doubled, and that's with insurance. So I feel your pain, and when you look at what's wrong with our allopathic model and what's right, and then you look at what's wrong with an integrative model and what's right, you start to see a better system evolving if we begin to merge them together. And unfortunately for those who are older, they've already been in that mill, right? And so when you already have two and three different diseases, you're on a series of prescription drugs, it's just that much more work to try and get off of them, to try and fix everything that's not right in the body, if you will, in order to tease the medications away. And there are a few solutions, right? When we look at what is it that we really need to do, the first thing is we need to drop the cost of care, right? And really, it's not the care that's costly. If you really look at it, it is the administration of the care that's costly. When you look at insurance companies making record profits, it's not the cost of care, right? It's the cost of the premiums that's excessive. And one of the things that's critical for us to look at and to ask is, why does healthcare cover maintenance? Why does healthcare cover quote unquote prevention? If we look at insurance, what is insurance? When we look at what is it, it is to pool risk. So we look at our car insurance, for example. What does car insurance do, right? It protects us in the event of a car accident. So if we, unfortunately get into a collision, we use our car insurance to repair our cars or perhaps to pay for our healthcare expenditures or to pay for the other vehicle's repair if it was determined to be our fault or vice versa. Your car insurance does not cover your car maintenance. It does not cover your car wellness. It's to pool risk. So everybody puts their money in an insurance company. And if people have car accidents, then that money is taken and the cars are repaired or replaced or whatever has to happen. We don't see that in health insurance. Health insurance is an entirely different beast. And that's what makes it so expensive. It's not that healthcare is expensive. It is the administration of healthcare that is expensive. It is the insurance premiums that are expensive. And then it's the fact that we have high deductibles and copays on top of the excessive healthcare premiums. And so I asked myself, why is healthcare so expensive? It's because it also covers your maintenance, right? So imagine if your car insurance suddenly started paying for car washes and car inspections and changing your tires and oil changes. Your premiums would be excessive, right? Because nobody's gonna do that for free. And so what happens with healthcare is it's as though you're paying $6 per gallon for gas when it only costs $3 per gallon because you're paying administrative fees for them to maintain your car. And that's what's wrong with the health insurance model. And we need to, there was once a time when health insurance was done properly, and that was to pool risk. So what does pooling risk in health insurance mean? It means if you get sick, your insurance pays for you to be treated. It does not mean, let me go get my annual exam and my insurance is going to pay for that. Let me go get my colonoscopy and my insurance is going to pay for that. Let me go get my mammogram. Let me go get my blood work. If we were to pay for those things out of pocket and only pool risk in healthcare, our premiums would drop because we would no longer be paying someone else to manage all that. We would be managing it. And so when we look at what does health insurance look like in the future, we have to bring it back to what it was intended to be in the first place, which is to pool risk. When you just pool risk in an insurance model, it becomes affordable. When you start paying for everything but the kitchen sink with an insurance model, of course it becomes excessively expensive. If our homeowner's insurance policies paid for us to paint the house, inspect the house, fix everything that's wrong with the house, maintain the house, we would all be screaming about how unaffordable homeowners insurance is, or we would be screaming about how unaffordable car insurance is if it paid for maintenance, if they paid for maintenance. And that is what's fundamentally wrong with healthcare insurance is they're paying for things they're not really paying for them, but you're paying for them. You're paying two and three times for them. So it's not that they're paying for anything, you're paying for it, but you're paying two and three times what you would pay had you been paying out of pocket for those same things. And that's how health insurance used to be. It used to be you would pay for your own maintenance, right? If it was time for your annual, you would go and pay your physician for an annual exam. And so inevitably, if you're not paying people to manage you and you're keeping your own money and you're managing yourself, of course, that's going to be less expensive. So number one is really getting insurance to be what it was intended to be. I think we have another comment. Oh, nope, sorry. Here we go. I heard about these friends' medical pool systems where we all pay in, and if we need to see a doctor, the pool would pay. Is this a scam? No, it's not really a scam. Of course, you have to vet the people doing it, right? So anything can become a scam, but the idea of it is not a scam. And we're seeing that. We're seeing people pooling their own money and managing, self-managing that pool, taking it away from the insurance industry because inevitably, you are paying three times as much through insurance premiums as you would be paying if you were just paying out of pocket. Now, again, that doesn't include illness. It doesn't include if you need surgery. So there needs to be insurance, but not for maintenance, not for wellness, because they don't even really have maintenance or wellness, right? It's not, we've already discussed this in many podcasts. We don't do prevention here. In the United States, our allopathic model is not a preventive model. So what are we paying for exactly? Becomes the question. So eliminating the middleman to an extent has to be what healthcare 2.0 looks like. You know, the era of responsibility, right? Responsibility for self is upon us. We're beginning to understand that when we give our money away to someone and tell them to keep the change, you know, our healthcare plans right now are, here's $13,000 of my money, insurance guy or gal, please make all the healthcare decisions for me and keep the change. Whatever you don't spend on me, you can keep. Now, that automatically poses a conflict of interest, right? When you give your money away to someone and you say, manage my care. Oh, and whatever you don't spend on me, you can keep. That's what we do every year. The other thing we do every year is we keep paying that premium over and over and over, whether we use it or not. So between January 1st and December 31st of every year, your premium evaporates at midnight on December 31st of that year, and now you owe your insurance plan another $13,000, or whatever you owe based on your premiums. That also has to stop. Right now, what's going on with insurance is they take that money and they invest it, and they get to keep what they don't spend on you. And they're making record profits doing this because they are exercising the magic of compounded interest, right? Compounded earnings. And we all understand that to be like magic money, right? When we invest money, as it sits there and gets reinvested year after year, we keep making interest on that money, or, you know, dividends if it's stocks or whatever it is, but we keep making money off that money year after year, and that compounds over time. So that's what insurance is doing now with our money. But what if we kept our own money, right? What if we had a catastrophic insurance plan to pool risk and we kept our own money and we invested it in an escrow fund, similar to what the caller just mentioned, a pool, if you will, but it's an escrow fund. So it's being managed and it's invested, right, in a low risk investment. So you are benefiting from the compounded interest year over year, right? So if you put, you know, Let's say catastrophic insurance would be $300 a month, right? So let's say you're putting maybe $4,000 into a catastrophic insurance plan, but the additional $9,000 you're not giving to an insurance company, you're putting in an escrow fund. And that $9,000 is now earning interest. The good news is, yes, you're going to pay to have your annual exam. So you're going to pay your doctor a couple hundred dollars for your physical. You're going to pay a couple hundred dollars for blood work. When it's time for your colonoscopy, yes, you're going to pay cash for your colonoscopy. You know, whatever you need for your maintenance, you're going to pay through that fund. But the magic is on December 31st, that money stays with you. It doesn't evaporate into thin air. And now you can reinvest the premium you would have given to the insurance company back into the escrow fund, and you refund your catastrophic health insurance plan. So now what happens is year after year, you're keeping your own money. It's earning interest for you. And now you are benefiting from what insurance companies are currently benefiting from, which is compounded interest over time. That's healthcare 2.0, right? It's individual responsibility. I'm going to take care of me. And of course, it's much more complicated than that, right? I'm just giving you the bare minimum information, right? So what keeps a plan like that functioning is you have to actually have a preventive healthcare system that you're investing in. You know, so you're investing in yourself by taking preventive steps. So you're actually engaging in a holistic healthcare system that is designed to prevent disease. Because if you were to try and outspend disease with that escrow fund, you would run out of money before you knew what hit you. And so you have to be in a preventive healthcare model for that to work. You know, we're seeing that today. We cannot outspend disease as a country, right? So, you know, Medicare reimbursements keep going down. You know, doctors keep getting paid less and less. Now they're trying to control the cost of prescription drugs to bring those costs down. you can't outspend disease, right? Because if you allow more and more diseases to take hold, you just keep spending more money. And so we have to start turning the tide of disease. The only way to do that is with an integrative healthcare model. So if you're going to take personal responsibility for your maintenance, you have to actually be engaged in a system of medicine that is actually preventive. You can't engage in the allopathic model and think you're going to keep that money in the escrow fund, right? It's going to evaporate into thin air. And so a system like that would have to have a very large number of already healthy people in order to work. And so a system like that would need like millennials and Gen Zers to participate, and healthy seniors, because you can't prevent what you already have. You can't prevent diseases you already have. And so if you're already sick, you may not be able to just flip out of your conventional insurance plan and take on that cost yourself. So you have to be very, very cautious, but healthcare moving forward is a matter of individual responsibility. We're beginning to understand that people who've had fiduciary responsibility for us did not exercise that responsibility and, have not had our best interest in mind. So I believe we're coming up on our first commercial break. Thanks for the comments. We have one more question. And we'll address that on the other side of this break. Thank you for listening. I am Dr. Milena Ryobe. You're listening to Awakened Wellness, and we will be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every Thursday and Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom weaved through his delightful stories. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. Welcome back to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Milene Ryobe, and you are listening to us live on Dream Vision 7 Radio. Listening to me live. I always say us for some reason. So we did have a question. Is there a way to unsubscribe from a Medicare medical plan? As a patient, I guess you'd have to call Medicare and ask them. I'm not honestly sure. I don't know the answer to that. As a physician, yes, you can unsubscribe, which I did several years ago. So I would recommend you just give them a call. I have no idea how that works as a patient on the other side. I know I have some patients who elected not to have Medicare. They kept their private insurance. So I'm sure there's a way that you can do that. I just don't know how that would be. So we're talking about Thanksgiving, healthcare 2.0, a vision of better health in the world. And I have a lot of patients who say, gosh, you know, I wish insurance would cover what you do. And I usually laugh and I say, no, you don't. they don't understand what I mean. If insurance were to cover integrative medicine, it would kill it, basically. The health insurance model is designed on volume. It is designed for volume. It is not designed for quality. And so, again, we alluded to this, Medicare premiums keep going down every year because they're trying to, quote unquote, cut the cost of healthcare. So what happens is as those premiums go down, in order for the doctor to keep making the same amount of money, they have to see more and more and more patients. And so it becomes a volume-driven business as opposed to a quality-driven business. And so I often laugh, and, you know, when people say, oh, I wish insurance would cover what you do. And I say, no, you do not wish insurance would cover what I do, because it would kill it. The whole purpose of integrative medicine is to actually spend time with your client. It's to spend the time and get to know that person so that you can assist them in getting well. So healing is really about the patient healing him or herself. It's not something we do to the patient. The patient heals herself over time. And so we're kind of like mirrors, bouncing things back to patients. You can't do that in 5 and 10 minutes, which is increasingly the amount of time given, you know, by insurance companies. Now, the insurance company will always say, oh, no, we're not the ones dictating how much time the doctor spends with the patient. The doctor needs to spend as much time as she needs. But the problem is when the reimbursements keep going down, you have no choice but to see patients faster and to see more patients. And so a lot of integrative doctors opt out of insurance and government-funded plans for that reason. You cannot do holistic medicine in 10 minutes. There's no way. You can't even do allopathic medicine in 10 minutes, you know. But unfortunately, that's where we are right now because the system is broken from top to bottom. And so we do not want insurance to cover this brand of medicine. We want insurance to fundamentally change, so that patients take on the responsibility of investing their healthcare funds themselves. you know, with an investment, you know, broker, not by yourself, you know, day trading, you know, but with a broker. So instead of giving your money to an insurance company, you're putting it in your own escrow fund, and you have a catastrophic insurance plan in case you get sick, which is what insurance was supposed to be. And now you get to grow that money. So it's kind of like whole life insurance. So, we all see the whole life insurance plans, and they just grow over time. The same thing would happen with a healthcare escrow fund. It would just grow over time, as long as you were doing what you needed to do to be healthy. That's the critical, critical piece, right? So it would take a fundamental lifestyle transformation, which is what integrative medicine is, in order to successfully participate in a plan like that. Because again, you can't keep running out of money year after year. You have to be able to do what you need to do. So for example, you could pay for your gym membership with that. It's like a health savings account, really, a glorified health savings account. And so you could pay for your gym memberships with it. You could pay for your yoga classes with it. You could buy your supplements with it. You could pay for your doctor's visits with it, your nutritionist, your acupuncturist, your homeopath, your naturopath, you know, whoever you wanted to see, as long as they were a licensed, you know, integrative healthcare provider, holistic healthcare provider, you could see. And so you would do what was necessary to keep yourself well. So you're investing in yourself, and you get to keep the change instead of the CEO of your insurance company. You know, and so now let's say you have $2,000 left at the end of that year. Now you're starting your new fund with the $2,000, plus you're putting in the premiums you would have paid your insurance company, but that you're now paying yourself. And so it starts to grow over time. The other important thing that we need to have is not just the catastrophic insurance plan, but also an end of life plan. So that's when costs balloon for most people, is at the end of their lives. So you would need a plan to cover that, and you would need a catastrophic plan in case you get sick, and then the escrow fund is self-funded. And then we can envision, right? So this is just a vision. There's so much that would have to go into it, so much more thinking, but we can envision corporations putting money into these funds for their employees. We can even envision the government doing that for you know, the poor or the unemployed, right? To keep them healthy, to keep them well, so they can rejoin the workforce. You know, and then of course it would need to be studied, right? A system like that would need to be studied, right? So we'd have to recruit the smart people, the PhDs who know how to do all the research to show that it works, right? And that's what would help corporations and governments to start investing in the health of their people. So the Milken Foundation released a report in 2007 called An Unhealthy America, looking at why our healthcare was so expensive. And they rightly concluded that it was because of the burden of chronic disease that we have. We do not have a healthcare model that prevents disease. And so what happens when you don't prevent disease is you get a bunch of diseases, especially when the environment is suited to cause disease. So we talked about this in previous podcasts, 80,000 chemicals circulating in our atmosphere and in our soil and in our water, probably at least 10% of which cause disease, if not more. And so we have fertile ground for disease to take root, and we have a healthcare system that does not prevent disease. And so, of course, the end result is a huge burden of chronic disease, which is extremely expensive. And so the Milken Foundation concluded that if we just took minor preventive steps, we could pump $6 trillion back into the economy within 40 years. And then again, they did a follow-up report 7 years later in 2014 called Checkup Time. And in that 7 year span, they noted that nothing was done and that the cost of care was just escalating further. You know, medicine is too big to fail. So we take up, I believe it was 17% of the gross domestic product. So 17% of our economy is on healthcare. We spend more than any other country on the planet, if not the entire continent of Europe, on our so-called health. And we are the sickest, richest country on the planet. So clearly spending more is not the solution. It's reducing the burden of chronic disease. The only way to reduce the burden of chronic disease and the expenditure is to have integrative medicine be primary care. So when you go get your physical, you're getting an actual integrative evaluation. And then the allopathic model is reserved if you develop a disease along the way, right? If you become a diabetic, now you're going to see an endocrinologist. If you become, if you have hypertension, you may go see an internist or a cardiologist. But integrative medicine must become primary care in order for us to start digging our way out of this ditch. And the Milken Foundation reports are bringing that to light. Now, I don't know if Michael Milken is familiar with integrative medicine. He didn't mention the field in his report, but the field had not yet been accepted as a medical specialty when his report came out in 2014. But the logical conclusion, if you're trying to reduce the burden of disease, is to implement a system of medicine that does that, which is integrative medicine. So what would happen in a system like this? Oh, question. Why doesn't healthcare cover dentistry? Seems like healthcare should cover the whole body. Well, actually it shouldn't, right? So you would be better off paying the dentist on your own. Because as soon as you ask your insurance company to cover something, it increases the price. When you're covering it yourself, it's less. Because you have to pay administrative fees, right? We all understand the albatross that is the insurance industry, right? So all those people, you got to pay their salaries, you have to pay their end of year bonuses, you have to pay their pay raises, their benefits with your premiums. And so, asking them to cover dentistry, you're asking them to pay them more money than what you would pay out of pocket, to be honest. So we've all kind of gotten into this idea of let's let somebody else take care of everything, which if they were doing that in a way that was truly to your benefit would be okay, but they're not. So I would suggest, what I often suggest to people is look at how much money you're paying in premiums and see, call around and ask what the cash prices are for certain services in your area. And compare that to the premiums you're paying and see if it's worth it to you to do that. I have some clients, they found it to be beneficial to have a very high deductible policy that covers really only disease and accidents. And they just invest their money somewhere else, and they keep that money separate for healthcare. And they just pay cash for things. I think the more people start to look at what would I pay if I were paying cash versus the premiums I keep paying to my insurance company, I think we would start to see that the math doesn't add up over time. What can I do to get healthcare to begin changing? I like what I hear you saying. Oh, thank you. Well, I think, I would say lobby your congressman, but that seems to be a complete waste of time anymore. It's going to take private industry, right? We have to take matters into our own hands is what really needs to happen. So it takes like-minded people. It takes corporations that are looking at collaborations, looking at doing things, I won't say the right way, but I'll say doing things in a collaborative way. That's a win-win. Beginning to implement systems like this. corporations beginning to invest in holistic care and going further away from the traditional healthcare model. So, you know, I'd like to believe things can change, but I don't, you know, I believe people can change, but I believe certain industries are doomed to fail. And so as people change, they will just create a different industry, right? They will just create a different model and that industry will collapse. And so it just takes people doing it. It just takes collaboration of private industries that are really looking to make the world a better place. I know it sounds cliche, but we are all understanding very clearly that the way we have lived is unsustainable. And those systems are going to go crashing down to the ground. It's just they're happening in somewhat slow motion. And so we have to build other systems. So it's not that we're going to change healthcare. We cannot make allopathic medicine a preventive healthcare model because that's not what it is. It is designed to diagnose and treat disease. So we'll let it do that. There is a system that is designed to assess symptoms and prevent diseases through natural means. So that is called integrative or functional or energy-based medicine. So we have to know what they're good for, use them for that, and not use them for anything else, right? And so that's what I believe needs to happen. It's starting to see private industry collaborations, and it has to be in the light, right? Can't be for the purpose of wringing money out of people. This has to be for the people. It can't be to manipulate the people, right? And so what happens in a system like this is now the patient becomes the primary decision maker in conjunction with their physician. We have lost that in the insurance model. Now we're having to call someone who may or may not have a college degree or high school degree or any background in medicine and ask for permission to treat our clients with certain modalities. And so there is no longer decision-making in medicine for the patient or the doctor. So a system where the money stays with the patient and they get to decide what they're going to spend their money on with guidance, brings back the physician-patient relationship. And it puts the patient as the primary decision-maker. And that requires education, right? So you have to know what you're making a decision about, right? So we have to begin to educate about nutrition. We have to begin to educate about what prevention actually is. We have to begin to educate our children in school, educate the business owners in our community. So that's where, boots on the ground, community intervention, is necessary. We have to stop buying things that are toxic and start buying things that are healthy. So we have to take that responsibility. The second thing that happens is it restores the medical profession to a profession that participates in the economy with everybody else, right? Medicine is the only field where we're told what we get to make if we participate with insurance and Medicare, and the numbers decline every year. Everything else is a free market economy. But not medicine. And that's why it's been difficult to recruit physicians into the field, right? Nobody wants to be in a position where they can't better themselves, if you will, or make their own decisions. So you can't decide how you treat your patients and you can't decide how much money you're going to make doing that. It doesn't make for a successful profession. It doesn't, I have this debate with some of my friends. They think capitalism is bad, right? I don't think capitalism is bad. Capitalism is simply keeping the money in private hands. It's the manipulation of the capital that's bad, right? And so right now, if you participate in a free market in medicine, you actually pay a lot less than the premiums you pay to have your insurance cover it. And so a free market economy, if we want a free market economy, has to be broadly available to everyone, right? So that means people need to be educated to have the professions they want to have. So there's a lot we need to do in our society to take the lid off of you know, all of the repression and the oppression of various people in our society. So, you know, doctors are not starving by any means. So I don't mean to imply that. But if we want quality doctors in our system, they have to be able to participate in a free market economy. Just like if we want anything else in society, right? Teachers are grossly underpaid. You know, why? Because we don't value education. You know, we don't value our health. So, you know, nurses are grossly underpaid. You know, just about everybody but the doctors are grossly underpaid, right? And the CEOs of the hospitals. So we have to blow the lid off of the selective oppression of various professions in our society. And implementing a system like this begins to do that. The other thing that happens is when the money is not so concentrated in the hands of the insurance industry or the pharmaceutical industry, and it's spread out and is brought back into the hands of the consumers of the healthcare, the money is actually spread out in the economy. And now the economy is more stable because you don't have 17% of your GDP tied up in healthcare. Now you spread it out. And so the economy is not so fragile anymore. And now you're spending money in broad sectors of the economy instead of having it concentrated in the hands of a few. So great question. Milken Foundation, where can I learn more? I think you can just, I think it's milkenfoundation.org, but you can Google it. Milken is M-I-L-K-E-N. So it's called An Unhealthy America. So if you Google An Unhealthy America, the Milken Foundation, you should be able to find it. Let me see here. My old man says he don't need no doctor. He refuses to even see a doctor. Is there anything I can do to change his mind? He won't even take vitamins. That's a tough one, you know, and again, that's a personal choice that people make. You know, I don't know the answer to that one. You know, the only thing I could suggest is leading by example, you know, and maybe if he'll read some books, or maybe watch some shows or something that are more holistic minded, that might open them up a little bit over time. So not sure what to say about that one. And then this one here, when I was younger, I just did without insurance, but then the company I worked for threatened me as I didn't want to pay for it, as I was doing fine without it. I was eventually forced to pay for it even if I didn't use it. Yeah, you know, when we're younger, we can kind of go without insurance sometimes. But as we get older, that starts to change, right? But yeah, so a program like this, where you would be investing in yourself, your own escrow fund, and if you don't use it, it would just be there, right? Accumulating, interest, if you will, over time. Just like an annuity, right? In an annuity, they invest it in low risk investments. So you're getting money. So you're investing, you know, but you can't not spend any of it, right? It's not that you sit there and do nothing. You want to actively participate in your health. So you want to make sure you're seeing your nutritionist. You want to make sure you're on the right diet. You want to make sure you're on the right supplements. You want to make sure you're exercising, sleeping properly. Maybe you have a health coach, you have your integrative medical doctor, you know, you might have an acupuncturist, you know, and your health coach would kind of be the quarterback helping you to organize it all, you know, so that you're not wasting resources in a place you don't need to, and also making sure that you are using resources where they are needed. You know, so again, that's where all the education comes in. To make sure that you have an understanding of how to be healthy. So it's a lot of education, boots on the ground type of education. So we got to go for our next commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up and talk about Thanksgiving vision for healthcare 2.0. Thank you for listening.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods. Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. All right, so to end our show today, what would be the anticipated results of a program like this, right? So we have people taking responsibility for their own health, having an escrow fund that they have full access to, and that is invested by an investment broker for them. They still have a catastrophic plan just in case. They have an end of life plan. And they're reinvesting in this fund each year instead of losing the premium at the end of each year and having to start over with an insurance company. You get to reinvest in your own escrow fund. So average insurance premiums are about $13,000 a year. So if you're putting that $13,000 into your catastrophic fund, your end of life fund, and then the rest you're putting in your escrow fund, you can imagine over time that actually accumulates. It doesn't just disappear on December 31st. And so one of the most important things for our economic recovery and stability is to spread money across the economy and not have it so concentrated in the hands of a few, huge conglomerate companies. And so when people take individual responsibility with their own escrow funds, they get to decide how that money is spent, and it's not all going into one place. So you're evenly distributing that money across the economy, which stabilizes the economy. The other thing is, and I was astounded by this number that I read recently, is we lose, just in the United States of America, $2 trillion a year goes up in smoke because of people too sick to go to work or they show up to work when they shouldn't be at work. So they call that absenteeism, when you don't show up because you're too sick. And then they call that presenteeism, when you actually show up and shouldn't be there. And so we lose $2 trillion a year. And that's not counting COVID, if you can imagine that. That's just on an average year. So $2 trillion is lost to the person that doesn't get paid and the corporation they worked for. So if we were to reduce the burden of disease through a preventive healthcare plan, that corporations would pay into, they would get their money back very quickly because the less disease you have, the more productive your employees are and the more productive your company is. And so it would be very attractive for corporations to invest in these types of funds because they would get their money back and then some. Actually, it would pay for itself after a while. The cost of care will decrease over time as we keep our younger people healthy. So what happens is our younger people are getting sicker faster in our allopathic healthcare model. That's what we've seen, is we have teenagers getting diseases that people didn't have until they were 40. And that's what's happening to them today. So the first thing we have to do is to capture our healthy people and keep them that way. And a program that focuses on preventive care would do that more efficiently. So we would see that. And then the cost of care would decline over time because those people would stay healthier longer. And so we wouldn't have to, they wouldn't be investing in paying for diseases and medications as much. So the cost of care would come down. So it would be a win-win. Now, of course, I'm just putting out the bare minimum information, right? There's so much that has to be considered in order to make a plan like this actually work. But it's got to be out there for it to start taking root, right? We just can't continue to give our money away to corporations and ask them to make all our decisions for us and to keep what they don't spend on our behalf. You know, that automatically introduces a conflict of interest to deny care. And that's what we're actually seeing, is denial of care, because they'd rather keep your money than to spend it on you, obviously. And so when you have your own money and you're deciding whether to spend it or keep it, that conflict of interest starts to go away, because you begin to understand, if I'm healthier, yes, I'm paying this money today, but I'm getting to keep a lot more through the years. And so we begin to understand that if I invest in myself, it pays for itself, you know, and that's what I'm hoping you'll share that vision with me. I'd love to hear your comments, ideas. You know, you can reach us at info@ryobaintegrativemedicine.com. Our website is ryobaintegrativemedicine.com. Ryobe is R-I-O-B as in boy, E as in Edward. That's all the time we have for our show today. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Be well, and until next time, I send you many blessings. Thank you.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobaintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.